أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق، وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها، وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا، وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا، ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة حبطت أعمالهم، هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 146 and 147 of Surah Al-A'raf. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described Musa alayhi salatu was salam going to Mount Tur, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granting him what Allah Ta'ala calls here the Alwah, either the Torah itself or scriptures besides the Torah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the attitude of people who turn away from Allah Rabbul Izzat and then the consequences of those people. Allah says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us. But here Allah Ta'ala is very explicit about one aspect, that we will turn away those people who are arrogant, proud on the earth, unlawfully, without any right, from our ayat, from our verses. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Saf, Allah speaks about this concept in a different way. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Those people that whose hearts are crooked, whose understanding is crooked, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will continue to make their hearts crooked and they will never be able to find the path. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about that person that has this illness, this sin and the sickness of istikbar, that when a person becomes arrogant, and this arrogance is not at a low level, the arrogance reaches that level where a person will begin to compete with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a person will want to argue with Allah Rabbul Izzat with regards to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's verses. A person then makes objections with the doings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and a person finds fault in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, and a person continues, Allah Ta'ala save us from it. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, سَأَصْرِفُ. Allah Ta'ala says, soon I will turn them away from my verses. In other words, these verses that Allah Ta'ala has given, that Allah Ta'ala described insofar as the Alwah that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, it is maw'idha, it is advice, tafsil li kulli shay, it is an exposition of all things. This Quran Sharif, if we take it, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it is filled with hidayat, it is filled with guidance, it is filled with the nur of the light of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. All of it is lost to a person because of this one sin. There is one aspect that we should remember, that always istikbar, arrogance has no limits. Arrogance will continue and continue, and it gets more and more in a person, and that is why we need to check ourselves always, and we need to make sure that we try and rid ourselves of this great disease. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about this, that sometimes we need to look into ourselves and detect, and we need to make some kind of diagnosis. What are the symptoms of these arrogance? Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا, that if they see all the ayat, one meaning of ayat again is the verses of the Quran, they see all the verses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The other meaning of ayah will refer to the signs of Allah Ta'ala, either afaqi in this universe or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power, the greatness of Allah within ourselves. We see this body of ours functioning all the time and we cannot see that greatness and qudrat of Allah. We see the sunrise and we see the sunset and we see everything around us, but we do not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the first symptom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings. And hence, whatever is shown to a person, he will never be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is, وَإِيَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And if they see the path of guidance, they can see that there is clear-cut guidance over here. This is that path that will reach, take us to Allah Rabbul Izzat, whereby we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. They will not take that as their path. In other words, they will not want guidance and they will always move away from guidance. A person is traveling from point A to point B. Somebody shows him that this is the road. He refuses. He takes the opposite direction. He is never going to reach his destination and hence they will not reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِيَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And if they see the path of deviation, that is the one that they will take. That is the path that they will take. And that is where they will want to sojourn. And they will want to do whatever they want to do. But they are backpedaling and they're moving further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the symptoms that Allah ta'ala has shown. What is the diagnosis? Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. That is because they have belied, they have denied our ayat, our verses. وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ. And they had remained unheedless. They had remained heedless of the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they have never turned towards the verses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala now speaks about the consequences of these people. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who belied, those who denied our ayat, our verses, number one. وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. And they belied or they denied the meeting on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, they either do not believe in it or they do not have it as a reality in their hearts, in their minds. حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their actions are nullified. In other words, their actions in actual fact are no actions. That action that is worthy in the eyes of Allah is that action that is brought about by iman. A person has iman and he practices, then there is reward in the hereafter. Whatever other good deeds a person does, like for example, a person does not believe in the Quran, he doesn't believe in the Akhirat, but yet he is good to his parents. He honors them, he does for them. So that in actual fact, that Sila Rahmi that he carries out is a very good deed. That Birrul Walidain that he carries out is a very good deed. However, it is not worthy of any reward in the hereafter. Because there is no iman in the hereafter. So that reward Allah Ta'ala will certainly grant it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let the ajr of anyone who does good go to waste. So they will get the reward in this world. Rest assured, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hence for the akhirat, habitat amaluhum, the actions are nullified. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They will not be recompensed but for what they have actually carried out. In other words, whatever deeds they had done in this world, they will get the reward. There was no iman, so hence they will not be rewarded in the hereafter. And unfortunately, the consequences of it is, will be the adab of Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the very, very important aspect of it is one, the frame of mind and the condition of the heart. That heart, we need to bring tawadu, we need to bring humility. Allama Rumi rahimahumullah has said it very beautifully at about the river. We will always see that it is flowing downwards. And when we lower ourselves for Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy will always flow upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.